is for Thanksgiving Day itself and comes from the Gospel of Jesus the Christ as recorded by St. John, the 6th chapter, verses 25 through 35. Let us pray. Most gracious, loving God, speak to us now. For we, your children, have gathered here this day with the hope, the expectation, and the faith that we shall hear the word of the Lord proclaimed in our midst. But that can only happen, O God, if you come upon us through the power of your Holy Spirit, that by your grace and by your grace alone, the words which are read and shared at this time would be for us this day your living word, for you are the living God. Speak to us now, for we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I invite you to stand in body or spirit this morning for the reading of the gospel. Hear now the word of the Lord. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. For those of you who follow the Christian calendar, you are probably aware that today is the last Sunday of the Christian year. Next Sunday will be the first Sunday of Advent, marking the beginning of a new Christian year. And because today is the last Sunday of the current year, it means that today is designated on the Christian calendar for those of us that follow it as Christ the King Sunday. As a matter of fact, this marks the 100th anniversary of the feast day of Christ the King, established in 1925. In the midst of the continuing chaos that was plaguing the world from the end of World War I, the Spanish flu epidemic, economic turmoil through much of the world, and in particular, the rise of Benito Mussolini, the Italian dictator. It was in this context that the Pope declared that we as Christians, as the church, need to acknowledge that there is only one King, and that is Christ. And that it is in Christ that we have our hope. And I will confess that most years, in fact, I think ever since I've been here at Bartlett, we have acknowledged and celebrated the theme of Christ the King. But this year, for a couple of reasons that I hope will become clear, you will have noticed that all the worship has been centered around the theme of Thanksgiving, of celebrating the bounty, the blessings of life. I will confess that one of the reasons why I tend to focus on Christ the King most years and not Thanksgiving is because for me, Thanksgiving to some regard should be redundant. All right? It is sort of like, for me at least, it's sort of like Mother's Day. If you need a designated day to tell mom how much you love her, you're missing the point. Right? You hear what I'm saying? And so for me, in some regards, we shouldn't need a day of Thanksgiving as Christians. It is part of the prayer of great thanksgiving that we use in the communion liturgy, that many churches use every Sunday. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. That is spoken in many churches every Sunday of the year. It is always right to give our thanks and praise. Because we are blessed. We are blessed. Not just in the season of harvest, not just in the years in which it's been a bumper crop, but we are blessed each and every day. And I think we need to be reminded of that on occasion. And in particular, I think that this year, 2025, we might need this reminder a little bit more than in some years. Because any survey of the American public at this particular point will register a very high level of discontent. There is great frustration for a variety of reasons over a variety of things. There are people who are struggling right now, even more so than normal, with the price of groceries, the price of gas, the rent, health care, a whole litany we could run down. There is the great frustration that many experience with the lack of civil discourse within our society. And we seem to be much better at yelling at one another than actually listening to one another. there is a lack of, dare I say, optimism and hope that seems to afflict us in many parts of the world today. And so I told the worship team that this year we're going to focus on Thanksgiving, because we still, folks, have so very much for which to be thankful for. Because we, as people of faith, who know of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, who know that, as Danya shared with the children, life, abundant life, is more than just having a full box of Captain Crunch, even when it is the all-berry kind. Right? We, as followers of Jesus, should be thankful always. It is remarkable, if you read very much scripture at all, you're going to repeatedly come across the admonitions to be thankful. To in all things, in all situations, give thanks to God. Even when the land of the world may not be flowing with milk and honey at that particular season. You hear me? Even when you may be in a season of life when milk and honey is not what you seem to be experiencing. Even when your appointment calendar seems to be taken up by a lot of trips to the doctor. You hear me? You hear me? Or you start counting up the number of funerals you have gone to, or would have liked to have gone to because you felt like you should but didn't have the opportunity. We were really rather fortunate this year at All Saints early this month, a few weeks ago. Only 14 for this particular year. I think last year it was 20-something. But you know what I'm talking about, don't you? I will confess, I turned 60 in August. And it's rather jarring when I hear of classmates my age dying unexpectedly or dying after a long battle with various illnesses. It is easy to become overwhelmed by the situations of life. It is in this context that we would do well to pay heed to this passage from John. When Jesus, in many ways, he calls out the folks, "You are following me, you're coming to me because I fed you a while back." And he's offering so much more. so much more than just bread, milk, honey. He's offering so much more than a table overflowing with turkey and dressing and cranberry sauce and mashed potatoes. He is offering abundant life. And that abundant life is so much more than me just having a good day. That abundant life is that sense of peace, that sense of blessed assurance, that even in the midst of the storms of life, it is still well with my soul. Now, I want to be very careful this morning. I do not want to minimize the reality of the hardships that everyone goes through at various stages of life. My heart breaks right now for several folks, young folks, who have been stricken with cancer. My heart breaks for the families going through divorce and separation. My heart does go out to the families that lined up on Shelby Street this past Thursday to receive the Thanksgiving baskets. And the gratitude, the heartfelt gratitude that many of them expressed. I understand that life is challenging. But I wanted us to emphasize Thanksgiving this year because we do not face the challenges of life alone. We face them with Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit, God the Father, abiding, dwelling with us, sustaining us, and if we will just acknowledge it, filling us with hope. We're going to talk a little bit more about that next Sunday. But Jesus tells us in this passage, it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. And in Jesus the Christ, we have seen the abundance of God's mercy and grace poured out upon us and upon the world. And because of God's grace and mercy, we always, always have abundant life if we pay attention. And that's what we give thanks for in this season of Thanksgiving. The abundant life that seems to defy all the expectations of the world. We don't need an overflowing table come Thursday. to experience the abundant life that God gives in Jesus the Christ. May we give thanks this day and every day, because indeed it is right to give our thanks and praise for the abundant life we have received from God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.